Thanks, Nick. So at Papillona, we create audio recordings which are designed to support families' mental health and emotional well-being. Work with people's natural brainwave cycles to allow positive affirmations and beliefs to sink into the subconscious without any effort on our behalf.
Okay. Now, you're making an offer to people, aren't you, to try and help in this difficult time?
Absolutely. So from our perspective, this is not just a physical health crisis, although obviously that's what's on everybody's mind right now, but it's a mental health crisis as well, as everybody is facing so much stress. I mean, you've got the anxiety about the pandemic itself, and our health and our loved ones, but also financial and then being in lockdown and you know, dealing with the children and homeschooling and all of those things. So we want to help as much as possible. We have an audio which is extremely popular called Calm and Relaxed. And it's great for reducing anxiety levels and for insomnia, which is obviously a big one for people at the moment. And we've made that absolutely free to everybody throughout the pandemic. And people can get that just by going to our website. That's www.papillona.com. And you can just download it for free on the homepage. We've also, to mention, identified three recordings that we think will help, and we're providing a load of free resources on our Facebook pages. So tips about, you know, really how to handle anxiety and stresses and strains at that time.
So tell us the sort of things that people might be feeling at the moment and how they might deal with those kind of feelings.
Well, I think it's such a strange time right now, isn't it? When we think about anxiety, for example, or stress, we think about either individuals responding to being anxious or a particular stress. But this is really completely new and uncharted territory for everybody, because what we're dealing with is anxiety and stress on a global scale. Everybody is feeling it. And so we're all, you know, absorbing everybody else's stresses and strains as well. I mean, I think, like I mentioned, you've got worries about health. We've got worries about finances. That's a big one. Being trapped in the houses, even with our loved ones, is going to be trying. Finding your own personal space. You know, and that's even if you're lucky enough to have a garden, you know, or somewhere nearby where you can walk. So there's an awful lot going on. I think there's a lot people can be doing to help themselves. First of all, I would say, is to recognize that even if it's you're in lockdown, you're not on holiday. So just allow yourself to, you know, rest. There's a hashtag going around at the moment that's called something like, now is the time. You know, now is the time for us to get on and write that book or take this course or learn this language. And quite frankly, I would say to people, if you're struggling, you know, and you're getting to the end of the day and you've had a shower and you're doing okay and you've checked in and everybody's, you know, doing well, then that should be enough. So my first piece of advice would be not to put added pressure on ourselves. I think my second big piece is to put your phone into lockdown. It sounds very counterintuitive because, of course, we want to be reaching out to people much more and having good conversations, and that's brilliant. But there is so much fear and anxiety and misinformation on Facebook or, you know, whatever social media platform. Those constant notifications going off on our phones, you know, hearing the news on a loop, it's just not helpful. I think we really need to take control over what we're putting into our minds. So, you know, just having pockets of time to check in, listening to the news maybe once a day. Like that, really, that can just start to disconnect from some of the fear and the anxiety that's out there.
Now, if people are thinking, actually, this audio sounds like a good idea for me, it might help me de-stress a bit, it might help me sleep a little bit better, give us that website address again.
Yeah, so it's www.papalona.com.
Right. Now, also, people are living in close proximity with family members, or sometimes perhaps a flat share or something like that, where, you know, more or less 24 hours a day now.
Yep.
How would you suggest the best way to deal with some of the issues that might arise in those sort of circumstances? What might be the best coping methods, I suppose, for that?
It's enormously trying. I would say in terms of our audio, it's very unobtrusive. What people hear are nature sounds, which are relaxing in their own right. So to have those in the background, it will help everybody. But apart from that, one of the things that I think is good is to just try and carve out a little bit of time on your own. So whether it's, you know, going to bed half an hour before everybody else, you know, to just read and decompress, or getting up, you know, half an hour early just to have some time to wake up, you know, getting out for the walk, being in nature. We're very lucky here, you know, in the woods and the fields and things that we have around us, little patches of green space. So to the extent that we can have some downtime, some alone time and some time in nature, I think that's really important.
It's a tricky one, isn't it? Being locked down, we have to balance that with mental health, and there's some good tips there for how we might do that. Salima, just remind us again where we can find the audio. It's papalona.com, is that right?
That's right.
Excellent. Salima, thank you so much. Salima Davis from papalona.com. Salima, thank you so much for joining us.
Nick, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you very much indeed.